The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Check out our two brand new products. I want to thank Kelly Johnson and Bill Hinburn for their contributions. You got to go out and see Etched in Stone and the Winner's Circle. These two products are the best stuff I've done to date, especially the Etched in Stone, because it answers a growing problem in the male population. And you can even say late 20s now, but we go from 30 to 60 years old, and we won't refuse anybody. I don't care if you're 80 years old, but it really has to go with the never-growing endocrine problems, especially in males we're talking about right now. Yesterday, Steven Santangelo and I did part one of the adrenal glands. I can't wait to get this up. Wait till you just hear about it. And, you know, we hear about the plastics and every other thing. Well, we address all this, and we go back to a time where I believe men, women, and kids have this ability to coax this part of the body up that's been repressed or forgotten about or not knowing it's even there. It's gone so deep into the body using just sandbags and three movements with body weight to warm up. I've already taken Dennis from 271 pounds, where he absolutely looked 9 months pregnant from below the breastbone to over the navel. He's down to 237. They had a child. That's why he hasn't been here the last week and a half. I would hope we're going to resume this weekend, but we'll see. You know, right now, that's precedent. But that's what these sandbags do, all right? And I use stones with them, but that's another part of the puzzle. And then the winner's circle is 12 modules. I talk about the movements that I deem very, very important to getting stronger mentally and physically. And if you come in, you'll get a 13th one, which really talks about something I say on the show all the time, stewards of strength, gatekeepers. Wait till you hear this. You want to talk about mentally resignating power. This is what we do. So, and possibly we're going to bring back our strength times power equals success. We're looking at that right now. That would be a much lower end product to come in and get started. But all three, if we bring strength in, they all flow into one another. And just to let you know, I don't want to belabor all this, but the women's portion of Etched in Stone is very close to being done. One of the people who is involved totally with this project is our own Kelly Johnson, who at 5'4" and about 110 pounds is absolutely brutal. And I'm doing right now, we're building a dead stop squat program to hit 315 parallel at that body weight and height this year. So stay tuned for that. Go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. We got our good friend Paul Firepower, and I love that name, Gray, coming in with us momentarily. As you know, I have a very high admiration for Paul among many people here, and we did a show last month on social media. If you haven't heard it, you need to hear it, because I will tell you this. When Paul approached me with it, he was damn fired up, and I can appreciate that, because that show was by far the best show Paul and I have ever done to date. It'll claw your eyeballs out. It was so damn good. So I would check that out. Also, too, let me think. Is there anything else I want to hit? No. Well, we're going to read something out of a book at the end of the show. But before I bring Paul in, I'm going to give you a little bit about this gentleman. Number one, he is the owner and head trainer at Firepower Gym. He's a mobility trainer and an accomplished martial artist with over 30 years of training in various styles. And today, this is going to be a little bit on the same note we've been flying. We're going to talk about never learn defeat before, and everyone gets a ribbon. And with that in mind, Paul, welcome back to the show, brother.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I feel good, man. You know, this is what we're all about. This is why, you know, guys like us just love what we do, and we love spreading the good word. So if I missed anything in your bio, lay it out, anything coming up. If not, we will start the subject, and I'll let you take it away if you want to.
The only thing I'd like to add to the to the bio is just my up-and-coming project for the Firepower University, or the Coach PFG University of Education. So we're just looking to build in the next 3 to 6 months a full online platform where my whole mantra of structure, movement, stress will be played out through my iFlow system, my Spitfire systems, the bodyweight systems, my new experimental weight or tool system with the rings. And there will just be shed loads of information on there for people to basically start from not being able to move and to take them through to moving very well. So that's the thing I'm kind of fired up and excited about right now, my friend.
How good is that, man? Seriously.
Yeah, it's basically the culmination of 30 years of work. It's all going on there. No stone, as they say, no stone will be left unturned on this site. So
it's a beautiful thing.
I can't wait. And I've held back with this for a long time. I've really held back with it because I don't like to put anything out there that I feel is substandard or just for the sake of doing it.
Yep.
You know me, and you know I'm very much against doing things for the sake of doing it, and a lot of the things that people put out there into the world these days fall into the category of just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
So for me, it has to be of a certain quality before I'll even let people view it or immerse themselves in it. So the time's right, man. The time's right.
And not only that, you know what? Most of this stuff that you see out is going to be very short-lived. Obviously, they want to make money quick. You know, it's like hit and run, where you and many of us are here for the longevity of everything. And we have a responsibility to ourselves and to the community where when we put something out, we test it and test it and test it. And this is, like you said, this can be years and years of culmination of all this. And just like with the stuff I just recently put out, that's been years and years. I mean, just the warm-ups, learning how to do them, maybe improving how we're doing it. And the same way with the sandbags and things like that. I would never put anything out like that that's irresponsible, because not only if you're in bad shape could you not only get hurt, you could kill yourself doing stuff like that, literally. And this is the responsibility of someone that really cares about what they do. But I'll tell you this, this kind of stuff, regardless, all of everything you've put together, what I am putting together, and I'm not even close to what I want to do, it's the most refreshing thing you can do in your life. And it's a reason to get up every day and know we're going to get better and better. So I congratulate you on that, man. And you know, the thing is, anybody that hears you here, anybody that knows you, I'm sure they're going to be like, I'm very excited for you. Let me put it to you that way. And I applaud you because you're putting something out because you plan on still being around here. And I hope you're around for another 100 years, brother. So congratulations. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's for me, it feels like I need a voice.
Yeah.
You have given me the opportunity, and thank you for that.
Anytime.
To actually have a voice that otherwise I wouldn't have. And because I'm quite introverted naturally, and I don't like social media very much.
Right.
I don't like just putting videos out on Facebook, because so much is lost in interpretation, because so many of the ways that I move and the certain positions I put myself in don't look like anything but the very, very nuanced.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really fine internal joined with external nuances that people can't see. They need to feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very aware that it's difficult to put that across, and I've held back for such a long time, but I need now to feel, you know, I'm confident and I'm at the right place in my life where I feel that for the first time ever, I can do the explanation and the tutorials justice. Really, really do that justice without being in the room with the person.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because
I like
working with people, actually with the person. I don't like doing these kind of things by remote control. So I've had to work hard on my coaching and my material, my cues, just to be able to allow people to remote be switch on the right kind of mental connection to their body to really get the best out of this material.
Yep.
So that's been important to me to get over that hurdle and you know, not admit defeat with with that hurdle, you know, to move on to today's subject.
Yeah, but you know what?
Defeated, man.
Yeah, you know what the nice thing, though, is, Paul? See, you show the human side of you, all right? Most of these people will not do that. And I heard the words. I finally got the confidence to do this. Now, you're no guy that's green to any of this stuff. Now, if an athlete like yourself can be honest and say that to somebody and they're thinking, wow, you know something? This guy is authentic. You know something? This culmination took 30 years for him to finally figure it out, process it, and put it together. Now he's putting this outstanding products out. I'm telling you right now, you just said the perfect words to everybody out there because now you show you're a human being. All right? And as good as you are, you suffer the same things at times all of us do. We all, hey, I have moments where my confidence has dropped right out of the bottom of me. But here's the beauty of it. I find a way to get back quickly and do what I need to do. And when we talk about products and everything, people got to realize this is a lifetime of our work. This is the embodiment of us. This isn't some clown coming in here, hanging a shingle, had a little success, and they're like, I'm going to put a book out, or I'm going to become an online trainer, and then they suck, all right? And they give a black eye to all of us, man. I don't care what they do. It's what happens with people. They become untrusting, and they don't think you're trustworthy. And what we constantly have to do here, and I don't care because I like it, if we got to keep rebuilding our reputations all the time, and I'm talking as a whole family unit, so be it. Because as I said before on the show, everybody here is not ordinary. We're extraordinary. So say anything you want, and we'll get fired up into our defeatist here. Whatever you want to do.
I feel the same. I spend my life trying to tell people, you know, not to sweat the small stuff how to be more motivated and how to get over life's little hurdles. And then, you know, like you said, sometimes your motivation drops or you feel, you know, just down a little bit or you just second guess yourself sometimes.
Absolutely.
And everybody does this. We're all human.
Yep.
You know, we all fall into that trap. But for me, I'm a very intuitive person. I'm a very organic person as well as what I feel authentic. And sometimes I don't know whether it is a lack of confidence or whether it just doesn't feel like the right time for me.
Yep.
You know, it may be a combination of both. And it for all I've had this idea, it just didn't feel like the right time. So I had to work at this, to wait, to organically let it grow, let it develop, let myself develop until, you know, I have that little kind of itch that I can't scratch.
Yep.
You know, that little kind of voice in the back of my head that says, do it, do it.
Yep, yep.
So now's the time. And I always have that kind of, that little scene with one of the Steven Seagal movies when he goes, that wasn't the time.
Yeah.
That kind of plays in my head.
Yep.
That's all I can say about this is now's the time.
Yeah, and it feels good.
Yeah, it does. It does. It feels right.
All right.
So we got to... Right, man, let's let never learn defeat. Talk to me, Eric.
Well, I can tell you that multiple times. Do I like to be defeated? Absolutely not. But this is, once again, as the great John Ridge, my chiropractor, said, which he used to say to me over and over, that's life, okay? And this is life. And what's happened now in today's world, and you see it and hear it, and the complaining and the crying and the woe is me and all that, is look at most of the sports. I've been in enough kids' sports. They never have learned what defeat is, okay? And we know that everything now, not everything, but the majority of things is nobody's a winner, nobody's a loser. Everyone should get some type of little plastic trophy or a little ribbon saying you did good no matter what, and that little pat on the fanny, and go on in life. Okay, no good. And people say, well, you know, they're little kids. Here's the thing where I see, especially with the little kids and the younger kids. Kids are so smart and so intuitive. And I spoke about Danny with the sandbags and the way this is exploding through Charlie Oliphant's son and everybody else. I'm constantly getting video from somebody saying, hey, Eric, check this out, what my son and daughters are doing. It's absolutely outstanding. And I'm going to tie this up totally to this. Watch what these kids are doing when there is a positive flow generating through them, when they're not being forced. And the thing with children is they take to water, man, like a duck does, all right, as they always say. And the thing is, maybe, I think people discount younger minds totally because they're figuring, what do they know? You know, they got a ribbon, nobody lost here, they don't know any better. You want me to tell you, everybody, it is built innately in all of us. From the day you fall from the clouds, from the day your mom delivers you, is you have innate ability within you and a knowing that there is winning, there is competition. Most kids don't even have to be taught this. It's inherently in them. And what you're doing when you're doing this imaginary thing where there's never a learned defeat with anything, you are killing their spirit. And I hear it now. You hear teenagers now. You hear 20-year-olds. You hear 30-year-olds. They're all baffled, scratching their head. I've never been defeated. I don't know what it feels like. And then suddenly, here we go. I heard a thing the other day. It disturbed me to the point where I said, I'm going to talk to Paul about this big time. They're depressed. They're taking all kinds of drugs now for depression. Some are even, they've said, have been suicidal over this. Oh, I can't get up and go to work anymore. Or they're setting up, you know, they like to talk about these safe spaces or somewhere where they can go and they can cry or they have a counselor come in. Hey, everybody, get up off your ass. It's time to grow up. It's time, as my dad said, to take the bull by the horn. What are you doing for these people? And I know why a lot of it is. Society, I hate to say it, wants to keep you weak. Weak. Not be able to do anything on your own. Go to everybody for their answers. You know, you have a bad day, skin your knee, you lift a sandbag and it puts a crease across the front of your forehead. I quit. I'm not doing it anymore. I don't have a ribbon. Help, help, help. Well, I got news for you. You keep up that tone and you keep up living like that, and I guarantee you, you aren't going to have any life at all. You are going to be manipulated, you're going to be rolled over, and you know what? You're going to be sitting in a job that basically, you know, as the old saying they used to say on the old muscle building stuff, you're going to get sand kicked in your face every day. Take it away, Paul. I figure I started, gave you a bunch of info. Hit it, brother.
Yeah, wow. That's, wow. Where do I go from there, man? You said it all. You just said everything. Funny, I've just actually posted a video on my website today.
Okay.
With me doing a little floor with my oldest daughter.
Yeah.
We did a little bit of training together. I don't know whether you've seen it.
No, I haven't seen it yet. I'll check it out.
Yeah, we kind of like do a little squat together, and then we sit through and do kind of a high five, but with our feet.
Yeah.
Touch. And, yeah. You know, there's this kind of connection through this floor, and we made it up and we invented it this morning just for fun. And the whole reason for that was because my daughter came in because it's school holidays.
Okay, yep.
With my
Easter.
Ex-wife.
Yep, yep.
Because my ex-wife trains at my gym too.
Okay, okay.
And my daughter came in and my ex-wife Claire said, "Look, right, we'll train, just jump in with me." And she's doing our program. And Trin was just a typical teenager this morning. She just didn't want to know. She didn't want to move. She
yeah,
didn't
yeah,
want to
yeah.
see anything.
Yeah, yeah.
She was defeated before she started.
Sure.
And our nails weren't dry or something. The world was going to end.
Yep, yep, yep.
This is exactly what you're talking about. And I could see that Claire was getting frustrated with her because she just wanted to train and wanted to get on and wanted her to do something.
Yep.
And Claire kind of said, "Look, will you do something with her?"
Sure, sure. Get her out of my hair, man.
Pretty much, yeah. She
yeah.
Did. Claire did the right thing. She
yep.
was like, "I need
yep.
to do my training. I'm
yeah.
focused on it, and I can't deal with her
yep.
negative attitude today."
Yep.
So I just had that quick kind of turn away from being Father Paul to be Coach Paul. And how do I engage, you know, a 16-year-old
sure.
girl that doesn't really want to do this and she wants to be out spending time with her friends? How do I make exercise fun?
Yep.
So we were playful. We didn't exercise. We moved. We connect. We touched. We did the high fives. We did the foot five.
Yep.
We created a movement puzzle. How can we move? How can we get here? How can we do this? How can we do that? And within 2 minutes, her whole attitude to what we were doing changed. You know, it wasn't a chore anymore.
Yep.
Defeat became victory very, very quick and very easily because we changed our mindset towards the process.
Yep.
And I could have gotten frustrated with her and I could have said, "Look, just do your training, stick in, do this, you know." But I just made a game out of it. I
yeah.
just changed the whole attitude of the whole thing.
Yep.
So it wasn't about winning. It wasn't about losing. It was about creating something between me and her, a connection, a playfulness.
Well, what you did too, I can tell you, is you didn't put a wall between the two of you.
Exactly.
See that?
I didn't yep. put a wall between Claire and
yep.
her because that would have become a thing quite
yep.
quickly.
Yep,
this
yep.
morning.
No.
It would have become a thing. So, you know, this whole thing about learning defeat and you know, that sometimes people get up and if it's raining outside, that's
yep.
it, their whole day is ruined,
it's
right?
It's done, sure.
Yeah, it's like, Jesus Christ, it's raining, and my God, and my day is over. And for Trina, it was like, I have to go to the gym with my mom. And
yeah,
my
yeah.
day is over. But what she didn't think is I may go to the gym and I may have some fun with Dad because he's going to clown around and do something, you know,
yeah.
dumb with me that actually ends up being fun and
yeah.
movement and productive and healthy and all of that good stuff, you know. So if she'd have got up with that kind of attitude in the first place, okay, it's raining outside, but hey, I'm still breathing. Many people are not. I got out of bed this morning and I'm still breathing. That's a freaking win.
Yep. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Then the process could have been easier, and fair enough, we got there in the end, but if her attitude towards the whole thing had been a little different, then maybe she wouldn't have frustrated her mom so much.
Sure.
And that would have made her day better, right? So.
Yeah, but you know this, you know, moms and daughters are just like fathers and sons. There's that alpha
yeah.
male, alpha female, she's a teenager, you know damn well she's going to test as much as she can. So, good. You know what the great thing was out of the whole thing? It became a happy ending, and it was because you realized that if I try to put my foot across her throat, it ain't going to work. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take her and get her pulled right into what we're doing here. But the beauty of the whole thing is you made it fun. You didn't slam it down her throat. You didn't hit her across the forehead. You said, "Hey, Let's try some things. Let's just get the blood moving, things of that nature, you know. And I know I'm putting words out that are different, but what I'm saying is, kids, I don't care who they are. It's like just feeding them a little bit. If they're receptive to that, you got them, man. You got them. It's when you're saying you have to do this or this is the way you do it or whatever, you're going to get that resentment. You're going to get nowhere with them. And you know what? It makes for a bad day for the both of you, because what's happened is with your credibility, you're going to be thinking to yourself, well, I can't even get my teenage daughter to move with me. No, but what you did is you did. And see, that just enhances you in the market. And obviously, hey, you took a strain off your ex-wife. You got your daughter into it. You got real productive. And I'm sure you're very happy about it. And I'm sure she walked away very happy about it. That's a win-win-win. And
yeah,
that's,
I mean, it's a dual win because,
yeah,
to be fair, this morning, first thing, I was pretty flat.
Yep.
And I didn't realize I was flat until I started to connect with my daughter.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, I'm feeling lighter. And I was like, I didn't even realize I felt flat.
Yeah.
But obviously, I did. So, you know, it was a win-win. Win-win-win.
Yeah.
And... yeah, you know what it is? I think the problem, and I've said this before to you, Eric, as to why people get themselves into that mindset,
yep,
of it's raining, so my life's ruined, and, you know, I'm going to commit suicide because I've had a defeat or whatever.
Yep.
A lot of that does come down to the fact that there's a disconnect generally between people and in society.
Yep.
You know, we've got the ability to connect through social media, but we don't connect deep with many people these days.
Yes.
So when you have that disconnect, you know, you just become flat.
Yep.
And you don't even realize you're flat until somebody like my daughter charged my batteries.
Yeah.
This morning, you know, it took me a little effort, but she charged my batteries as much as I charged her, because we took the time,
yeah,
to connect with each other. Now, we connected through movement.
Yep.
We could have connected through a movie.
Yep.
But we connected.
Yeah.
And, you know, the deeper you connect, the more your batteries get charged.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't feel flat. And then when a defeat comes along, it doesn't feel so bad.
Right. And you learn how to handle it. And you know what? Here's what I draw from two things you said, and you're right on spot. Social media, yes, you and I hit that on the last show. We wouldn't have never connected if that wasn't for that. Okay, and it's a great thing. But it takes from that connection to where you and I get to know one another better. Now, it's the same with you and Martin and any of these gentlemen and women that have been on here. Though I've never shook hands with you and looked you in the eye, I've talked to you enough to know that you're a quality individual, someone that I would like to talk to, someone, you know, I could have a beer with or a hamburger with or whatever, okay? But the thing is, there's a mutual respect and admiration for one another. And that's why when you meet people through social media, obviously you have a choice, yes or no, we still keep going. But the idea of it is, it's a deeper thing like you're talking about. It's a soul. It's meeting someone and having a relationship for years upon years, and possibly you work together down the road or you help one another promote. But the most thing is, you and I and everybody else, we are family, man. And this is where people get really screwed up with social media, because it's just like, hey, nice to meet you and all that. And then you're looking for more and it's not coming with these people. And then you read about the horror stories of social media. Now, as far as your daughter goes, it's a great thing. You fell a little flat. She came in. She didn't want to agree with the wife. You brought her in. You two of you connected. You feel better, she feels better. You know, that connection is the most important thing you can have with anybody in your life. And the thing with these little snowflakes that have never learned defeat, the reason why you keep getting defeated and defeated and defeated is this. you don't go into things with the idea that, you know what, potentially this could be a disaster because you've never learned it. You don't go out of it with saying, I'm going to beat the snot out of it the next time I meet up with it. And what happens is you never make these connections to anything you do. And when you can't do this, or you haven't been taught it, or you have not experienced, here's what you're going to feel. You're going to feel empty. You're going to feel no reward for anything. Your goals are going to be minimal because you're not going to know how to deal with something that goes bad on you. And you and I can both tell everybody out there, and I'll speak for myself. I've said it. You know how many times I've been flattened by a stone? Do you know how many times I've missed a squat? Do you know how many times I've missed a press or a sandbag or any of these lifts, all right? Tore my bicep in Iceland. That was grounds right there to go to be defeated and say, I'll take my ribbon and tell everybody I went there and I'll never do a damn thing again. You want me to tell you everything, something, ladies and gentlemen? I'm speaking for myself, and I'll go right to Paul. That made me even a crazier bastard. Because I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. That inherently is a fuse in me that is on fire day in and day out until I get back over there. I don't know how to look the other way. I have no way to do it, and I don't want to. I want to keep brushing whatever is coming up on me. And today is a training day this afternoon. It's going to be mid-range with some big straight arm shrugs, which I learned from Anthony DiTillo that I've installed. Going to be a medium range. Going to go out and start doing a lot of lapping with the sandbags because I have a big goal with that. Retraining pathways, things that people are like, ah, what's that matter? It does matter. It does matter because if you don't have the pathways and you want to put a big stone or a big sandbag over your noggin, you fail, brother. And if that thing comes down and hits you in the head because I've had a keg hit me before, I'll knock you out cold. All right? So I'm just saying all these things. So what I'm saying with this whole thing with the defeat and never learning, I'll tell you what, man, I welcome it. I don't care. I do care. But I know every time I'm going to be resilient enough to come back. And this is what everyone's got to learn. Be resilient enough to come back. All right, Paul, it's all yours, brother.
Yeah, man. That brings me to, you know, the first Rocky film, right?
Yep.
Essentially, the first Rocky film, he lost the fight. He was defeated.
Yep.
But it's the one that everybody remembers.
Yep.
Because the whole story really was not about winning the fight.
Nope.
The whole story was that his life and his ability and, you know, his chances, he should never have even been in that ring in the first place.
Exactly.
There were many, many opportunities he could have had in his life, but the one he probably would never have had would to have stepped in the ring with the world champion, with Creed.
Yep, yep.
But he never gave up. He just to step in that ring was a win.
Yeah.
For Rocky Balboa, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you remember what he said? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
interrupt. No, go. Yeah, see it.
You remember what he said, man? I just don't want to be another bum from the neighborhood. I'll never forget those words. And you know, after the fight, obviously, I mean, it, you think about his career, you know, Stallone was living in, like, the bottom pit hole of an apartment, okay, yeah, where he wrote Rocky. And I love what he did more than anything. He would not give up the rights to it. He was going to play Rocky. I can't imagine James Caan being Rocky Balboa. There's no way. That was who was going to be the guy. And then you think about going in the second fight, because I watched it the other night. And I'll never forget when they're in the room, Creed and his trainer and two other guys. And we have to jar this man out. He's been doing nothing for the last 6 months, hanging out, blah, 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 blah. And I remember Tony, his manager, walking up to him, and he goes, you know, Creed goes to him, what are you afraid of, Tony? And Tony walks up, seriously? He goes, I seen you beat this man and beat him, and I never seen a man beaten like that ever. And the man kept coming. And you know what was the greatest thing he said? He's all wrong for us, baby. And Creed was like, just be my manager and let's draw him out. What I'm saying is with here, and I'll give it right back to you, Paul, is this. You're never beaten until you succumb to it, all right? And
And
you know what the thing is, too? What happens with guys like us and girls like us is this. I don't like that word tolerance because a lot of it I don't like the way it's used in today's world. But what ends up happening with guys and girls like us after an extended period is I don't know if it's inherently in us. I got to believe it in some ways because this isn't an easy thing to learn. But I don't know about you, and I can't wait to hear what you say, is I'm going to talk about me. I welcome it. I welcome – go ahead. Take my head off. Go ahead. But I'm going to come back next time, and I'm going to show you what I am made of, what I have constructed, and what I'm going to keep getting better and better at. These are the fundamentals that whether you have it inherently or it can be taught to a point, this is what life is going to afford you after a while. And this is going to be the greatest thing. Says, you know what? You can take all those ribbons and just throw them right out the window. You don't need them anymore. So go ahead and take it.
Yeah, the whole thing with Rocky, to me, the only defeat he would have ever suffered was if he didn't try in the first place.
Yep.
Well, he won. He won just by training for that fight, you know, because he beat the odds, right?
Yeah.
He'd never have even been there. So just by being there, he's victorious. He beat the odds. And I think that's an important mindset for people to have.
Yeah.
Because, like you were saying, there's possibly three ways we can choose to live our life. And the important word there is choose.
Yeah.
Because we are free to choose how we see things. So we can choose to be affected by defeat.
Yep.
Or external events. And then we get down and we can be one of those precious snowflakes you keep talking about. we can choose to be Eric the Hulk,
yep,
Fiorello, and we can just welcome defeat.
Yep.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You give me your best shot. You can knock me down. I'm going to stand the hell back up. And at the end of it, I'm going to still stand. And, you know, there's the third way, which is where I'm kind of getting to in my life. And that, I just don't see defeat in my life.
There you go.
I don't accept it. I don't see it at all. Because nothing is a defeat. Because I don't choose to see anything as a defeat. I choose to learn from every situation. And I think the problem is that people believe sometimes that, you know, they try to find their place in the universe, right?
Yeah.
So I can't just be another human on this planet. You know, that the universe has to have a plan for me because I'm special.
Yep.
You know, and if bad luck or defeat hits them, then the universe is out to get me.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, shit. The universe is out to get you. If you have that kind of attitude, if you believe the weight of the universe is against you, Jesus, there's not much point getting out of bed tomorrow.
No, there's not.
You're done, right?
Yeah.
You're done. It's horrendous having that kind of weight on you. Or you can just accept that you're another human and sometimes life happens.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen to you. It happens in and around you. And sometimes maybe you're a part of it. Sometimes maybe you're not a part of it. But at the end of the day, it's going to happen or it's not going to happen regardless of you.
Yep.
And you can accept it. You can look at it as being defeat, or you can look at it as being, meh, it's nothing, it doesn't bother me. Or you can look at it as being something you can learn from and grow and evolve, because guess what? Tomorrow's another day.
Yeah, yeah.
And while you're still breathing, while you're still alive, while, you know, you wake up on a morning and it's a win that you're still breathing, tomorrow's another day. It doesn't matter what happened today.
No,
we can
fix
that tomorrow and we can move on, right? So to me, there is no such thing as defeat. It doesn't exist in my mindset at all. If I hurt myself, that's not a defeat that I have to pick myself up and say, let's move forward. That's just something that happened.
Yep.
That I'm going to work around.
Yep.
It's just you know, it's a nothing to me. So if you even accept that defeat exists in your life, then you're susceptible to it.
And you're susceptible to everything else around you, because one you know, defeat is the worst, but then just keep piling on. Because, and this all falls back to what we were talking about in the beginning too, is confidence. Because confidence is going to take you places you've never been before. And even when you feel your confidence is waning, you know, as they say, fake it till you make it. But the thing is, you know, it's good to fall into places where, geez, you know, something happened here and I'm a little bit less confident, or I've got to regroup, or I've got to rethink. This is all the process of everything, how you process things, how you go after things, how you think of things. And Paul said it, you know, Paul hit it right on the anvil again, is there's a big universe out there, and what you put out there, you're going to get back. And there's things that you want, and sometimes the best thing to do is, when you think about stuff you want in your life, is you put it out there and you let it go. Because the more you keep slamming it, the more resistance is going to keep building up in a bad way, in a negative way. So when you want things, it's good to put it out there and then associate it with it. You know, say it's like, I got a train today. Well, you know, I'm thinking to myself, I can't wait to get out there tonight. I'm so fortunate to be able to do this for all these years. I have an obligation to myself and to those around to show them, to teach them. I have an obligation to get better at everything I do. I just like going out there and, once again, putting my arms around the steel and stone. You start talking about things like that, and they are associated with these goals you want. I'm going to tell you, everybody, they're going to happen quicker than you can think they'll ever happen. And this is the way you've got to learn to conduct yourself more and more. You've got to get rid of these lousy holding patterns, both professionally, socially, and obviously in physical culture, because that's what we call it here. And you've got to learn to, basically, you have to go in, change your thing. As Frank Klein says, I talk about him, who was my college professor. He used to always say, learn to change your stinking thinking. He used to say that all the time. And I'm telling you right now, you can make just as much into a good life as you can into a poor life. I hear people constantly, oh, I can't stand it. They're digging the road up today. I can't get where I want, or I'm 20 minutes late. Well, leave 20 minutes earlier. Or see if there's an alternate route you can go. Instead of taking your energy and slamming it into stuff like that, think of the alternatives. You know what I mean? All right, I found a different way. Oh, I'm enjoying the ride. Hey, I'm listening to Eminem on my radio, and I'm going berserk. Think about that. And I know we all have days where we're like kind of down on ourselves and that. But you know what the fundamental thing of all that is? Get rid of it. Rise back up. And go at it again, because I've said this a million times, and I'll say it till the day we sign off. That day does not, and I repeat, does not give you your future for the rest of your life. One bad day is not going to dictate tomorrow, the next day, or not. That's today. Live it, do whatever you got to get, and get ready for the day after. Go ahead, Paul, it's yours.
Yeah, I was thinking when you sent me the message, and you know, you said our subject is never learned, right. You know, defeat, and I was kind of thinking, I wrote down in my little book, okay, I need a story of when I was defeated.
Okay.
And how I got over this. And right now, because of my mindset and where I am in my life, I couldn't think of the story that I've been defeated.
I love it.
I don't even see it that way.
Nah.
I've lost so many battles in my life, and I've had so many battles, and I've been hurt so many times, and I've made so many mistakes. But looking back on them now, you know, I've never actually been completely defeated, because I've always found a way to pick myself up, and I've always found a way to work around that problem, and I've always found a way to actually learn,
yep,
and become a better version of myself from that problem. And I've chosen not to acknowledge, you know, a setback, an irritation, a mistake, a problem, some struggles, as defeat.
Yeah.
You know, and the way I see it, as long as I'm alive, I'm victorious. As long as I'm productive, I'm victorious. As long as I can help other people improve
yep.
the quality of their life, then I'm victorious. And as long as I'm stealing time from the Grim Reaper, then I'm winning.
Yeah. Absolutely. And
that's the way I see it.
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, like I said, after a while, the defeats don't even matter anymore. You're not going to sit there and harp on them or even want to be part of this crap. And this is just going to be something that you're going to have to learn. I mean, we teach like crazy here. But as I say, until you're ready to get your hands dirty, it's going to be very hard, and you're going to keep spinning round and round and round and round. And this is not what you want to do. But I will tell you this. If you start bringing these fundamentals we're talking about, these standards we're talking about, these life lessons we talk about here every time, and especially Paul and I right now, there's just no way you're going to go through life being a defeatist anymore. And it's going to be painful at times, but you're going to get to that point if you learn and keep growing that, as Paul and I say, nothing's a defeat anymore. It might be a short setback. It might be something you're going to have to retool. It might be something that, all right, maybe you're going to even need a few days off. But there's nothing wrong with that. There is. I'll tell you my defeat, if I was ever going to say one, was obviously, and everybody will probably know, tearing my bicep in Iceland. That was a very hard thing for me to swallow. I never had a major injury. Things always went pretty smooth with whatever I did. Had setbacks, obviously, yeah, but that happened. That was a very hard flight back home. Nobody really was out saying, well, I told you so. I think they knew just by my look. And the thing was, I got over it pretty quickly. As I always talk about John Ridge, you know, when I went over to see him, and he said those two things to me. He said, not only am I proud of you, just think you were one of the few that had the balls to get on Icelandic air and go over and put your best spot on it. Hit it as hard as you could. Nothing to be ashamed of. Nothing to be worried about, because he says, I know you're going to come back. Well, you know, and that was it. It was the ability to reach out to who I had at the time. But the biggest ability and responsibility was me. It was me to make my mind up once and for all, to choose to come back, to choose to rehab, and to choose to get back there again, which we are always in the process of doing. So see, sometimes things take a little bit longer. Sometimes life throws you multiple curveballs. Sometimes you're down as hell on yourself. But I will tell you this. There is nothing like victory. And remember that, because victory changes everything, man. And you know the best thing about victory is you're out working your butt off to get this done. There's nobody cheering your name. There's nobody setting your weights up. I'm talking about me. It's you. Only you. And that's what I love about this whole physical culture thing. I will not and cannot blame anybody for what I do, what I accomplish, what the mistakes are, the screw-ups, the victories, the fun, everything. It's me. It falls on me. And that's why I have stayed in this stuff for so friggin' long. All right, Paul, it's yours. I know we're near time. Summarize anything. Take your time. You know, give out your info. I'll give mine, and we'll hang on for the line, and we'll set something up for May, brother.
All right, brother. I'm just going to finish off with a little thing
sure.
I wrote down.
Yeah.
This concerns you, and in a way, I'll get to just some thoughts on this. And the only thing I think will ever really defeat any of us, and especially me, is time.
Yeah.
It's the only thing we can't actually beat yet. the way I see it is, you know, the Grim Reaper, Mr. Death, or God, or the universe, or whatever it is that you believe in out there.
Yep.
You know, I choose to believe that it's given me a quarter. and that my quarter may have been 60 years, 70 years, whatever it is. Whatever is my quarter.
Yep.
That's how long you're going to live. And there you go. Do with it what you want. And I honestly feel that it's my responsibility every day to steal time
yep.
from the Grim Reaper. My quarter is 60 years. I'm going to work my ass off to get 65.
Yep.
That's a win. That's victorious. In that case, I can't beat time, but time didn't beat me either.
Exactly.
Because I beat the quarter. And not because I sat on my ass on the couch. I got off my ass and I chose every morning to steal 5 minutes that day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work today and I'm going to take that 5 minutes and I'm going to put that in the bank. That's mine. I'm going to beat the quarter. And that's how I live. That's how I think. And that's why I don't think that I'll ever be defeated, because when I go up to the pearly gates or wherever it is, when I'm beamed up, you know, and somebody turns around and says, okay, we've got the book on Mr. Paul Firepower Gray,
yep.
you know, and you were given 60 years and you lasted 70 something or other.
Yep, yep.
Look, you beat the odds, man. You beat the quarter. You did a Rocky one.
Yeah.
Good job. And then they say, okay, let's look at your quarter of how many people you helped in this world.
Yep.
You helped, you're expected to have helped 5,000, and you helped 20,000.
Yep.
And some of those 20,000 went on to help another 100,000. So you're directly, you helped 100,000 people. Well done. Get yourself in.
Yep.
Good job.
Yep.
I'll be happy with that. Absolutely. I can sleep at night with that thought in my head.
Yep.
And also, you know, the same thing will be mirrored on Earth. You know, at my funeral, which is a morbid thought, but hey, what I want at my funeral is to be a lot of people saying, this guy beat the odds.
You bet.
This guy helped me. This guy helped my cousin. This guy helped such and such. This guy was a good guy. The message should be mirrored, you know, in heaven and Earth, if
yeah.
you believe in those two things.
Yep.
But at least one of the two, it should be mirrored. And that means you're victorious. You will never, ever be defeated if you've done that with your life.
Yep.
And just to summarize, you know, your brother,
yep.
you know, Jimmy, he was a huge catalyst for you.
Yep.
Because, you know, Jimmy in his life shined so brightly, you know, it affected you, right?
Absolutely.
You just wanted to be the best version of you.
Yep.
And you wanted to shine as bright as you can because he shines so brightly.
Yep.
And that's a victory.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you shine so brightly, you've created this whole motivation and muscle. You've connected with people like me that allow me to shine.
Yep.
And that kind of thing we can pass on from one person to another. So you can't ever be defeated if you're doing that.
Right.
You can't. There is no defeat. Defeat doesn't exist, Eric. And you are passing your light to me, and I'm passing it to my daughter this morning, and
yep.
she's going to go out and pass it to her younger brother.
Yep.
And what more of any worth is there in our life but that?
Well, I'll tell you what, Paul. Thanks for the kind words with Jimmy, too. And I'll tell you this. My feeling is, Jimmy's through all of us now.
Yeah, his light's being passed on.
To all, yeah, I mean, I pass it to you. You know who he is. He,
exactly.
You know, as we say, he's the catalyst with me, with everything here. But now he's become the light, like you said. I'm firing him through me to you, to everybody else. And the most beautiful thing about this is he lives on. He lives on.
The thing I see is, right, he shines so brightly in his life.
Yep.
That, you know, when he was beamed up, the world dimmed a little bit
yeah.
in your eyes, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you stepped up to shine brighter, to fill that void.
Yep, yep.
That's what I want to do with my life, so that when I go, and when you go, when we beamed up, when we beat the odds, which we will.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
We'll beat our quarter.
Yep.
And when we beat our quarter, you know, and get there and we're finally beamed up, the world might dim a little.
Yep.
But then it's somebody else's turn who we've affected.
Yep, yep.
To step up and to shine brightly, to bring that light in the world back up. You know,
this is how I see the world. No, you're right, and I'll tell you what, we left a legacy. And that's important, and the legacy will live on as when I'm gone and whoever takes M&M or whatever, even if it's beamed right up with me, it'll always be there because it's recorded. So anybody, anytime will always be able to hear our words no matter where you and I are, and that's important and essential. And if you think I'm kidding, just take a look around at you now with what's going on. It's bad. It's not where it can't be fixed, but you know what? There's a lot more out there that's of a negative purpose than what we talk about. But you know what? I know in my heart, before Motivation Muscle goes wherever it goes in the next 30 years, I know one thing, and I know already that we have saved a lot of people already and influenced a lot of people already. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't think that's important, then you really don't understand what humanity is or doing good things of good nature. And that's what that was always from the very beginning. That was always the thing. What would it take and what would I talk about when I always thought about that 10-year-old kid sitting at the kitchen table? What would he ask of Bill Kazmaier, an Arnold Schwarzenegger, anything like that? And I took that dream, even though I didn't know it, and now here we are today. And it's, and you know, Paul, and I'll go right to you. It's very interesting because my brother came in about 3 weeks ago from Seattle. And he and I got talking about Jimmy. And Jimmy doesn't, between myself and a lot of the family, I think it's still a lot of pain for him to even talk about because they get very weepy at times. Where I have no trouble talking about him, I don't get like that. And we have a big maple tree out in front of my house, and there's a decent walkway up to the front stairs. And as a kid, I mean, there was always somebody around, but if Jimmy didn't go with us, Jimmy would be always sitting. To get to my front stairs, there was a big piece of sidewalk there that branched out. It almost looked like a big V that connected right to the end of the stairs. And that tree was beautiful and always drew shadows and sun through it. And my brother John was saying, you know how I remember Jimmy more than anything? I was like, what? He said, I remember walking, turning the corner to come to the house, and there he would be sitting in his wheelchair in all that beauty of shade and sun cracking right down on him. That says it all about him right there. About him right there. You know, as I always call him, it's up on the website. Go out and read about the unsung hero. He's a hero, man, and he was never anybody that had to grab headlines or anything like that. He came into the world, and he took the world on, and he left the world a better place, period. It's all yours, brothers. Whatever you want to say, say.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for giving me the chance to have a voice and to pass on, you know, the light that you've got from Jimmy and just from your own fire, you know, to me, to be able to shine brightly myself and to pass that to anybody that wants to listen. It truly is a beautiful thing.
Thanks.
And I just want to kind of leave with a little quote again, because, you know, the only thing that can beat us is time, unless we beat the odds and beat the quarter, from the great Henry Rollins.
Okay.
There's no such thing as spare time. There's no such thing as free time. There's no such thing as downtime. All you got is lifetime.
Yep.
Now go, you know.
Yeah.
That is just a fantastic quote.
Yeah, yeah.
All you got, you know, is your quarter plus what you earn, and you can choose to go out into that world with that time and be negative and spread darkness and dissent, or you can choose to spread the light that we're choosing to spread here. And I just want to say to you, Eric, that you're not this Motivation and Muscle, the legacy, which you mentioned, the legacy is being created by you right now.
Yep.
It's being created as we speak. And you're doing that every day, so, you know, thank you for that opportunity.
You're welcome. Appreciate it. I appreciate you, Paul, your family, and you always will be. And what we're doing here is second to none. I know, I hear it. I know there's a lot of other people doing shows, but I know what I hear. And eventually, and it will happen sooner or later, we will be a national, a national radio show. And at that point, we're going to end up having call-ins, and we can really do some amazing things. Give out any, you know, give out the website, anything like that, ways to get a hold of you. I'll give my info and just hang on the line if you would, please, sir.
All right, brother. It's Paul Firepower Gray on Facebook, or the page is Firepower with Jim. You can get me on Instagram as well. I'm not really great with Instagram, but it's PGFiredUp74, I believe.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that.
That's okay.
Check on that one. I am on Instagram anyway.
Okay.
The website is www.firepowerfitness.co.uk, and that's about all.
Okay.
That's all.
Beautiful. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com. Check out Etched in Stone and our other program, which basically is the Winner's Circle. Two products, I guarantee you that will work. All you got to do is just pull up to the curb. We'll set you up, and you just work with us. And like I said, stay with us for the next 30 years. That's where we're going to be. Also, motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and just look at all the shows Paul and I have done. It's absolutely amazing. There's close to 700 shows. Also, if there's a show you'd like Paul and I to do, Fiorella Barbell at NICAP.R.com. We're also on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what we've got, and I appreciate that. If you want to get motivation and muscle in your car, and who wouldn't, AHA is the directory. That's A-H-A. And I'll leave you with a multitude of verses here, obviously. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give words of inspiration. 5 words can change your life. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, squat it, push it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoosa Steel Crusher Stone says in blood red, domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. And we will say that for the next 30 years. Thank you, Russell, on that. Also, Frank Klein, the greatest college professor I ever had in business. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Frank. Also, too, John Ridge, the greatest chiropractor who we lost almost 3 years ago to cancer. He'd walk every patient to the door and say, keep smiling. I dare you to say that to yourself on your best or worst day. John would be so pleased that I carried on his legacy. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming, because we're not going to knock on your door. We'll put our foot right through it. Join our revolution. Join our family. I'll tell you right now, we're going to bring you some big-time happiness, big-time training, big-time confidence. It's all coming more and more and more. As I said to everybody, and I've been told this, your shows are just getting better and better and better. And I'll tell you, everybody, we haven't even scratched the surface yet with what I want to do. So believe me when I say that. As the great Les Brown said, you all have greatness. We'll take it 2 steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back. I don't know many people in today's world that would ever say that, but we are extraordinary, not ordinary. And, Paul, another killer show. Always an honor, and thanks for being on, my friend.
Thanks very much, Eric. It's truly my pleasure. I absolutely adore talking to you. And
thank you.
My day better for having done that.
Well, you know, it was interesting yesterday, too. Steven Santangelo was on here, and we talked about the adrenal glands, part one, and it was a great, great show. And he said to me, now, Steven's been around for a long time, killer trainer, organic farmer. He's a magnificent guy. I've talked to him offline. I'll be on the phone with him for 3 hours talking, you name it, right? And he said to me that his wife told him he had to go downstairs. He said, I was so charged up to come on your show as of yesterday. He goes, I was driving my wife insane. So I appreciate what you say that. You know, Kirsten was on the show the other day, and she said to me, I don't know if I've ever met anybody with the energy like you. And she said, I am so hyped up because she's in Scotland. I want to make sure I give her last name. It's Kirsten Tulick. She said, I'm so hyped up, I don't think I'm going to sleep tonight. So I couldn't be happier than doing this with everybody and just making all of us better. It does so much for me too, Paul. You wouldn't believe it. So I want to thank you for being on the show. So for Paul Firepower Gray, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. We'll have Paul on next month, and I'm sure we'll have another great, great subject matter to talk about. Have a great day, everybody. And remember this, I know today's Thursday, and there's only 3 more days left in the week. Go out and do something magnificent, and better yet, how about doing the next 20, 30, 40, 100 years of your life that much better. Thanks, everyone, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.